guys. Thomas Rad here from Rad International, CEO and senior trader. Rad International, company based in Brazil, exporting soft commodities and other products from Brazil. Also working with logistics and supply chain management with our customers all over the world. This is my first episode of hopefully many in this podcast. And I decided to create such a podcast because I thought it was interesting enough. People in our industry, you know, we have a very traditional and overgrown industry. A lot of the same things happening, a lot of the same newsletter, but with different products. A lot of, we follow fundamental news, Bloomberg, Reuters, all this kind of stuff. And, I thought to myself, why not make a specific podcast for international traders, people in the industry, logistics, export coordinators, anybody that is actually relatively interested in trading, import and export, to talk about things. Hopefully I will bring in people within the Brazilian industry and within the logistics industry to talk about certain products, talk about ideas, innovation, stuff that happens, news, world news and economy, and just the state of where this industry is going. Because one of the things that really really not irritated me, but it really got to me, is that I started this company not too long ago, about 3.5 years ago, and I'm learning. It's a whole learning process. I get things wrong every day, get things right, and I'm just seeing that it's just so, one-sided. In comparison to all the other industries and all the other retail and products and marketing service that are all out there, this trading, international trading, is all completely one-sided. It's a one-trick pony that's been there for hundreds of years, since, the Dutch East India Trading Company back then, and 1600s, 1700s. And not many different things have happened. Like, the industry didn't follow the evolution of marketing, 4.0, technology, the whole integration of social media, reach out to interesting people. And there's a lot of interesting people in our industry. There's a lot of people that are interested in learning stuff about our industry. So this is my first step of hopefully many into bringing interesting subjects to play, to talk about. I'm gonna try to bring in also a YouTube channel with videos about me and my industry, and the whole podcast and the whole manners here, and see where it takes us, and hopefully receive suggestions on how to make it better and things of topics to talk about. So first of all, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Thomas Rad. I was born and raised in the United States, New York. I am an avid sports fan. I'm a diehard New York Jets fan and a diehard Yankees fan. I also root for the Nets. I was gonna say Knicks, but I didn't say it. The Nets, the Brooklyn Nets, and the Rangers for hockey. My favorite college football team is the Oklahoma Sooners, and I love to play fantasy football, fantasy sports, and I go to the gym, and my company has been open for 3.5 years. So why and where did this start? Like, why is Rad International alive? So I was born and raised in the United States, I ended up moving to Lebanon at 13 years old with my family. I'm gonna try to make this story as short as possible. With my family, my dad opened a business over there, an importing coffee business, and we stayed in Lebanon for 3 years, 3.5 years. The economy of Lebanon isn't so great. It's a very closed country. It's a very, the Middle East is all politically unrested. And he ended up deciding to close up shop over there and move to Brazil and starting exporting, working on export. My dad already had a farm, invested in a small farm in Brazil, so he's a producer also of coffee and other small agricultural products. And my mom is actually also Brazilian. And we ended up moving to Brazil in end of 2009, and I was about 17 years old. I'm 27 today. And I did my last year of high school in Brazil. I was learning Portuguese. I had no idea how to speak Portuguese at all, like literally at all. So my first year in Brazil was all about learning Portuguese and just learning new culture for the second time, because I had to learn the Lebanese culture for the first time, the Middle Eastern culture. So at that point, I graduated high school. I took another year off to learn to work a little bit, help my dad out, and learn Portuguese. Then I ended up starting college in my city that I live in. I live in currently Varginha, Minas Gerais, which is the coffee center of Brazil, which is the coffee export center of Brazil. Literally, the highest amount of exports, or registered amount of exports, come from Brazil, from Varginha, because I live in the middle of the coffee belt. Varginha is the most, industrialized city for coffee. You know, we have tons, not tons, but there's a bunch of warehouses, there's a bunch of processing mills, there's a bunch of registered exporters over here, and my office is currently in Varginha. I've been living in Varginha, I started college here, and I did international business and administration with an emphasis in international business, international trade. So I had some basics about that, and at the same time, since my dad was working with coffee, I developed a general interest in coffee. So I was learning a little bit, you know, I helped my dad out. My dad was also trying to do some exports and things like that, and I was just learning. I volunteered myself for, you know, in 2013, 2012, 2014, in a couple of exporting and internal brokering offices in Brazil. I volunteered to learn. I never got an official job, but I volunteered to learn and to try to apply in some way. So, after some time in getting this experience, I also had a few other entrepreneurial setbacks. I tried out a couple other things. I wouldn't say setback, actually. I tried a couple other things to see what I really wanted in life. It was kind of like a finding myself phase. I did some projects in other industries. And then in the beginning of 2000, or middle of 2016, I started the great journey, you know, of coffee, of exporting coffee or exporting commodities. What happened was that I decided that I saw a niche in the market. I spoke English, Arabic, and Portuguese, all at a fluent level. I speak, you know, at a fluent level. And I decided to invest my time in it and see where it took me. I invested about, let's say, 7-8 months until, like, let's say 5 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, reaching out and making contacts and talking to people, just talking. You know, seeing who's buying, who's selling, just learning, trying to get, you know, finding my way inside the market, trying, you know, to plant a flag. And in the beginning of end of 2016 was when I officially sold my first container of coffee. And my first container of coffee went to Kuwait in the Middle East. Weirdly enough, my dad was born in Kuwait. So that was the official start of my journey. And that's when it really made me happy. And then from then on out, I sold a second and third container to that same client. And I developed new clients from then. Mainly my market is in the Middle East. And since I developed relations with these clients, some of them import other products. So I ended up developing such a strong friendship and relationship with these people. I also gained the confidence to import other products for them, to originate other products for them, reduce costs, do supply chain, organize logistics, and these kind of operations. Today, now we count for over $1 million in cargo, I would say monthly, in sales. $1 million, we take care of $1 million worth of cargo monthly in sales. We did expand, and we have an office here in Virginia with more than three collaborators. We have installed an official logistics department, which I'm very happy about, so that we also are reducing lead times and freight costs and freight, doing some more supply chain and becoming one with the whole operation with our clients. It gives us more transparency and it helps us out a lot. And this is for the first episode. I'd like to discuss a little bit about that. I'm gonna try to make a second episode as soon as possible to start talking about the subjects I wanna talk about here, which is gonna be coffee, soft commodities, Brazilian economy, world economy, a little bit of politics, because I like politics, and other things that people might be suggesting to talk about. So whoever listened in and tuned in on this first episode, I really hope you enjoy it. And if you can comment, please do, because I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to get suggestions about things to talk about. I'd love to get suggestions for people to interview, because I'll try my best. And hopefully this thing works out. Thank you for whoever tuned in.